things that we like to talk about here at Allaire Park is that you have people are very concerned about the American Revolution. They are very concerned about the Civil War. We are sandwiched in between, but we represent one of the most important times in American history, and a lot of people do not know it. And that's the American Industrial Revolution, because once we got started, we never looked back. Now, another thing you might want to consider is a little bit about this lovely house. This is the biggest house out here. It started out as a very small farm. It was built right after the American Revolution. I would love to give you the exact date, but I found too many books that have given me too many different dates. And it's the second oldest home out here. When Mr. Allaire purchased the property in 1822, he purchased it, wanted this house in particular to be his home, mainly for the view that the people would have when they looked in the back, because the entire blast furnace was in the back. And it was not just what we have showing today. It was a huge complex of several buildings put together. And when he would have his guests come in, he could always show off his blast furnace. His first wife, Frances, never really wanted to stay out here. She took one look at the place and said, "This is not my cup of tea." But he was in the process of really rebuilding this place. And what he did was he enlarged the entire house. He added on the kitchen that we have, which happens to be a very unique process in those days, or a unique building. If you were a man of means and you had a manor home in the country, your kitchen would be as far away from the house as you could possibly get it, mainly because of fires. But Mr. Allaire lived in New York City, and he understood the value of a brick wall, using it as a firewall. So his kitchen is attached to the house. That was another thing he could impress his friends with. And then another thing that he wanted to impress his friends with was the interior design. They saw that his buildings were very busy during the day. All they could do is look out and see them. And also he put in two very important factors that are very expensive that you and I take for granted today. One is wallpaper. Paper was very expensive. And the rug.